Chinook salmon runs are poor all over the state, but especially so in the Matanuska-Susitna Borough, where sports fishing restrictions have been in place most of the season. Now, a former state fisheries biologist says fishermen could help boost Chinook escapement by voluntarily not fishing at all. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports.
It's looking like another poor Chinook year in the Northern District. Last year's Chinook runs barely made state escapement goals, and this year may turn out to be even worse. And that means lower bag limits and restrictions on gear and opportunity, according to Sam Ivey, state sports fish manager for the Matanuska-Susitna area.
So we started the season on the Little Sioux only allowing harvest on Saturdays, Sundays, and Mondays, and catch and release during the week. And on a good portion of the Yentna, allowing harvest 4 days a week and catch and release the rest of the week. And then also on the Deshka River, we went 7 days a week. Harvest is allowed. It was just that we started the season single hook artificial only, and so started that fishery off without bait.
The Deshka River has met its escapement goal at the low end of the range, and data is not in on all the other creeks, Ivy says. But he says the department has managed to provide opportunity, despite the poor returns. But Howard Delo, who is on the Matanuska-Susitna Borough's Fish and Wildlife Commission, says most restrictions, especially catch and release fishing, aren't really helping the Chinook runs.
You can kill a fish through catch and release if you fight it to exhaustion or you drag it up into the sand on the bank and step on it while you're pulling the hook out and kick it back into the water, which I have actually seen some people do and then call themselves catch and release fishermen. That fish is dead. It will not survive to get into the brood year cycle.
Delo, who is a retired state fisheries biologist, says sports fishermen can help boost poor runs by simply standing down.
My personal choice is not to fish for wild king salmon stocks in the Northern District until the wild stock situation improves significantly.
Delo says not fishing at all could be the best way to boost returns in the long run, even though it may not make a noticeable difference now.
If 10 people decided they're not going to go out and try and catch a king salmon, is that going to be a significance? It's hard to say, but that could be 10 more fish that then do ultimately get into the brood stock.
Delo's no fishing idea sounds altruistic, but in reality, it's going to take a toll on fishing guides and sports supply incomes. The sports fishing industry at one time brought millions of dollars into the Matanuska-Susitna Borough annually, but last year, early Chinook fishing closures took a toll on area revenues. Don Dyer is with the borough's Economic Development Department.
5 years ago, the sport fishing industry to the Matsu Borough was worth about $120 million. Per year. Because of the poor salmon returns over the last 5 years, as of last year, it's collapsed to about a $20 million a year industry.
Dyer says although the borough doesn't tax sports fishing guides' incomes, the state stands to lose some money due to the poor fishing.
The government that has suffered the most loss of income has been the state of Alaska because a lot of these guides lease land from the state on the river frontages, and they haven't been able to make their payments, and there have been, it's wiped out, this loss of fish has wiped out a whole way of life for a lot of people, and has ruined a lot of businesses.
Since there are poor Chinook runs everywhere from the Kenai to the Copper this year, Delo says fishermen can help by targeting other species, hatchery reds on the Kenai Peninsula, or locally, stocked Chinook at the Eklutna tail race. Sports fishers bent on catching a king better get busy because the Northern District Sport King season ends at 11 p.m. this Saturday. I'm Ellen Lockyer.